Hi, welcome to Cloud Cover. My name is Nathan Totten, and as usual, I'm joined by
Nick Harris.
Nick Harris. All right.
So very special show.
It's been like 2 months since we've recorded. Well, we released a show last week that we recorded several months ago, and
we just forgot about
to publish. So that's like it was a good show, though.
It's the lost episode.
It's the lost episode, yes.
No, that was a good one, all on diagnostics.
Yes, that was a good show. So, which there's already been improvements, I believe, on that. So there's another show coming up with more detail on that.
Still worth watching, though.
So, yeah, but yeah, it's sort of the first installment of now a two-part series on diagnostics on
So Azure interesting thing, Studio. It has been 2 months, and people wonder where do we go, because we do get some
complaints.
Yeah, our one follower
Wade
complains.
Has been complaining quite frequently on Twitter.
Where are the shows?
Our bi-monthly shows now.
But to be completely honest, we've been like traveling around the world working really hard at a whole bunch of events.
And you were on vacation. For several weeks.
For a couple of weeks.
So yes. But yeah, there was a lot of stuff with Build, which was about a month ago, but then you were in Russia and then your vacation, and I've been here. I just haven't been doing shows. So since it has been so long, we actually have quite a lot of stuff to cover.
Yeah.
The biggest one, I guess actually there's a lot of big things. So one of the major things was the release of Azure SDK 2.1. I actually think one of our last shows was on 2.0, so it's been that long in the 3 month or so release cycle. So SDK 2.1 was actually it was released the first version at Build, the first preview. We actually showed it in a bunch of the keynote demos and in a lot of the sessions running on Visual Studio 2013. Yeah. But at the time, it wasn't actually available publicly on Visual Studio 2013. So that's the biggest thing with this update, which was a couple weeks ago, that now Azure SDK 2.1 runs on Visual Studio. Of course, before you could always run mobile services, the integration with mobile services in Visual Studio 2013 because that's built in actually. Shipped with Visual Studio now, but this added a bunch of stuff for the
Server
for everything else, Server Explorer and some other stuff. Yeah, so which I think you're going to talk a little bit about.
Okay.
So I guess that's really our first thing for the show. We're actually going to just run through like all of the new stuff because there's been so many things. So why don't you spend some time and walk us through all the enhancements in this SDK 2.1 release?
Okay. So let's have a look at them. Okay, here we go. First one, announcing release of Windows Azure SDK.
We've talked about that already. We already did that part.
So Visual Studio 2013 preview support. So as you can see there up on windowsazure.com, we've got the SDKs available. You just go on there, go to downloads, and you'll find, click on .NET, and then you'll get the .NET downloads.
Yep. And you can also install them, of course, through the web platform installer, which is quite easy as well.
Yep, depending on your preference. Okay, next one. Visual Studio 2013 hosted image. So what this is basically within the VM gallery in the management portal, you can actually go in, say, create from gallery, and select VS Ultimate 2013 preview.
Which is a nice way to preview, to use, if you don't want to install Visual Studio 2013 preview on your main machine and you don't have a backup or whatever, or don't want to set up a Hyper-V, this is a super easy way to actually go and use Visual Studio 2013 without having to do any sets. It takes 5 minutes and you've got it ready to go.
So spin it up, it's already pre-installed 2013 preview. It's got the Azure bits, it's got web tools, I think it's got Web Essentials and a few other things on there.
Okay, cool.
Next, Server Explorer improved. So this is actually really cool. The VS Tools team has spent a lot of time improving the tooling support for Windows Azure within VS. And you can see here in Server Explorer now we have an actual Windows Azure node. So all of your services are going to now come and be basically populated underneath that. And you can actually import multiple subscriptions as well.
And the nice thing is you can import, now you don't, like for storage accounts, you don't have to import one storage account or type the key or the name and the key of one account. You actually can import that publish, or not the, you can import your, what's it called?
Published settings.
Going to say published profile. Yeah, okay. The published settings and get everything from all of your accounts without redoing that, without remembering or copying and pasting. Yep. So that's a fairly small, but a really, really actually nice improvement. Yeah. I've been using it a lot in the last month. Yep.
And one of the cool things there that you'll see in the screenshot is mobile services is now a node under that as well. So from within there, you can actually edit your scripts live within the portal. Yeah, expand one of them out there, Nate. You may as well. So anything's fine. There's nothing really in that one. Yeah. Let's do SAS demo. Expand media. Select insert.js. And you can see there that you've got script on most of my account key there, which thankfully isn't visible. But you can come and edit script remotely on your machine directly on the server.
Yeah, and you can do this. This was actually shown in Josh Twist's keynote demo at Build, and then in some of the sessions, you did a session, I think, on this. You can now edit your mobile services script right from Visual Studio. You can also edit them using Git if you're on a Mac or some other platform. But yeah, really nice integration right from Visual Studio.
Yeah, there's also a whole bunch of, so that's just in Server Explorer, but if, Nate, go File, New Project, select a Windows app. This is the first time you're ever doing this. It's amazing. If he can do it, anyone can. So no, Windows Store.
Windows Store, yeah.
Select blank XAML. Yep. Right, so this is going to be your 101 default template for a Windows Store app. If you right-click on that and say Add Connected Service, Nate's showing Add Push Notification. So there's two entry points here for mobile services, really. Add Push Notification will give you a wizard that you can actually walk through. Mm-hmm. It's a few steps. It takes less than a couple minutes. And you can add push notifications directly to your Windows Store app. So something traditionally that's sort of, you know, a lot of moving parts and takes some time to set up is now consolidated down into a two-minute wizard. Add Connected Service basically will allow you to either connect this Windows Store app to a pre-existing mobile service or to create a new mobile service altogether. Yep. So you can see there's a create service and there's my existing one.
And the same ones that are listed here. Yeah,
yep.
Very
cool. So some good tooling improvements there for mobile services as well.
Cool. And some other, there's really quite a lot. Like the storage Explorer has been improved. Let's go to like this Cloud Nick. We can see blobs and we can do, there's a lot of new things. We can query tables right from, I believe that's new. Maybe that was new in SDK 2.0. We can upload and download blobs. Yep. I can't remember everything that's new, but basically with this release, like as far as I know, like all of the main things you'd want to do, query tables, insert data, download and upload blobs, create blobs, things like that. Like you can do all of that now right from the Storage Explorer. I actually can't recall.
Well, let's click into a container there and see what it does. Images is a good one, I guess. Oh, look, there's a whole bunch of Nate ones there.
Can you open them right from...
So that's going to download it. So it's downloaded somewhere.
And then... Where's it download to?
I think it downloads to... Yeah, there you go. Just download that.
Right on the desktop? Yeah. Oh, he's backed up. Oh, now, nice. What is this? You just keep this here for...
It's just a reminder.
Oh,
I'm gonna
super,
miss you.
Super.
So we've got a VM here, and so traditionally when you've got a VM running, if it's running and if you had it stopped previously, you would still bill the compute hours. Mm-hmm. And at that point in time, we were billing per hour usage. So we've changed now as far as the compute cost for VMs is concerned to bill per minute. Mm-hmm. And if you hit shut down here, as Nate's going to do now, my lovely assistant.
Oops. What did I...
So that little warning there is basically just saying, hey, if you shut this down, you're going to lose your VIP.
Yep.
Which is, you know, within reason, and in what's happening here is we're basically incurring now no compute cost. There's still storage cost.
Once it's shut down. It takes a little bit, but storage only and no compute, which is really nice, because especially if you're doing dev, like you can have something running during the day and while you're working on it and then turn it off, just to save some money. There's a bunch of, or even if you have, say you have a service that's does processing at night or something. You could literally now, before, a common pattern would be to like have one worker role running and then have a bunch, you know, to basically keep them, sort of keep the container or whatever, or keep the cloud service, and then spin up to more of them. Now you can actually have all, just shut them all down and then, you know, at night turn them all back on. So some really interesting things you can do now with cost savings. So shut down without cost, and then the bill by the minute. I believe we're the only, I don't think any other, at least any other major cloud provider does minute billing. I think everyone's basically hour. So that's even another thing. Like, you could literally spin something up, execute some work on a whole, you know, 1,000 VMs, and then turn them off in, you know, a matter of, say, 10, 15 minutes and get a bunch of work done, but really only have a very small cost. So,
so I think one of the last things we'll mention here on the 2.1 updates, because you've got a whole bunch of updates you're going to go through there as well. So the last one really is now a cloud service project does not require admin permissions to run.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got the Express emulator.
Yeah, so we're using, what is this?
So if you scroll down a little bit further.
This is, let's go.
There, a little bit more. There it is.
There we go. So this is using, this uses IIS Express, right? And it's a faster emulator.
Yep, and no need to run as admin. So that's really good.
I think it's, actually, there's an, it's, 40% less resources than the full Azure emulator. So makes your startup and your sort of F5 experience quite even that much faster. So a lot of great things, and that's the SDK 2.1 announcement. We've got even more stuff to talk about here, so let's now go to the next blog post that Scott has done. And this was just a few days ago. A lot of really, really great things here. So, two services now are generally available, and this is the SQL Server Always On support, and then notification hubs. And then there's also been a bunch of auto scale improvements and a few other things. So the SQL Server Always On support is a nice one. Basically, a feature of SQL Server 2012 that allows you to maintain like super high availability, read only secondary servers, things like that, to basically make sure. To basically give you a super high availability, super high performance database server running in VMs. So now that's supported feature in Windows Azure. So if you can't use SQL Azure databases, if you need like something more robust or more customized, you can use this feature now to give a very high scale database and a very reliable database.
So it's up to 5 replicas in Server 2012, SQL Server 2012, and 9 in 2014.
Oh, okay. Very cool. And 2014 is not out yet, though.
It's still in CTP.
Okay.
And if you go into the VM gallery, you can
they do
you
have
can
it
spin
in the
up
VM
an instance
gallery.
Of
okay.
That.
Okay. Yeah. I actually haven't played around with that yet.
That was the VM you stopped. Was one of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very cool. So yeah, the next so some great improvements there with SQL. The next thing is, I think we've talked about, we've actually talked about notification hubs. We had Elio. Oh, yeah.
Get it right.
Yeah, we've had Elio on the show to talk about notification hubs, which is a really cool service allowing you to basically send millions of notifications out, or you know, many notifications out, like a news blast or something, out to all of your users, not only on Windows devices but on iOS and Android as well. And so we've actually now announced that this service is generally available. So you can now, of course, use this in production, supported, et cetera. We have a whole show on that, which we'll link to for those that aren't familiar with that service. It's a really nice thing. So you can do a couple different ways now. I guess you can do notifications for mobile services. Has support for that. And then if you need the super high scale, like fan out support, to millions of devices, you can use notifications hubs.
And of course, there's a module within mobile services that, so if you require Azure Node SDK within your mobile services script, you can use notification hubs directly.
Very cool.
So if you are building a solution that requires a broadcast style notification, notification hubs is the way to do it in a scalable fashion.
And because basically with mobile services, you would send, you're basically saying send one notification out for one channel, whereas
a personalized sort of notification.
Whereas with The example actually Scott talks about in his blog is Bing News, where of course a lot of people are subscribed to these news updates, and you wouldn't want to you're on your server, you wouldn't want to have to go, you know, for each person or channel send the same notification update, because you've got to deal with throttling issues, you know, scale. Like your server would have to obviously do a lot of work, whereas with notification subs you can do literally one request and say, send this to all of these people, subscribe to this thing. So Bing services or Bing News uses that to send, what do they say?
Breaking news alerts.
Or breaking news alerts,
I actually got one the other day.
In the Bing News app, right.
Yeah, so actually hover on this architecture diagram, that's good for it. So basically your device, in that case the Windows 8 device or Windows Phone device, iOS, Android, there's client SDKs for this. You call a simple method, and that will deal with requesting the channel for that particular device, and it will register that with your notification hub. When your mobile service or your cloud service, whether it's, you know, a website, a worker role, a Windows service running on-prem, whatever your architecture may be, all that thing needs to do to send a notification to all of the subscribers for your individual topics on that notification hub is to perform one HTTP request to post that content for the notification to notification hubs. It will deal with the load of all those channels. If you've got a million channels, they're, you know, typically stored on disk if you're building your own solution. And that's really one of the things notifications hubs is helping.
Cool.
If we had to load all of those, that takes a lot of time.
Yep.
That notification will then be delayed significantly from when you sort of go to deliver it. Notification hubs, they've dealt with the architecture to ensure, you know, speedy delivery fanned out across millions of devices.
Cool.
And in actual fact, it says there you get 100,000 operations for 500 registered devices at no cost. So that's
the
free
tier. Oh,
cool.
I didn't actually read
and
that. That's
very
per
cool.
Month. Nice. So that's actually, I mean, that's a pretty good, you know, when you're getting started with your app, or even like I would imagine corporate apps could you know, that's if you have a you know, 300 people in a company that need to get certain notifications or whatever, most likely that free tier will actually take care of all of your needs. And then, of course, if your app, you know, you put something in the app store, it becomes popular, then, you know, give us your money. But but yeah, very cool. So yeah, notification subs, really, really great. So Scott actually has quite a lengthy tutorial on that. So the last thing here that was just announced is, so we've actually talked about AutoScale a couple times. We released AutoScale, I believe in June for websites and cloud services. And we then, a few weeks later, released AutoScale for mobile services, correct? So now they actually keep adding features to this. So now you can actually do things like you can set a couple of things we've added. You can set like some rules to say basically like it actually allows you to do like scheduling. So you can say like, hey, at night, you know, follow this pattern of scale. In the daytime, follow this pattern.
I think there's a good screen capture of that. So basically, if you know that you're going to be really busy at nighttime, you can say set your scale tier to be 6 to 10 instances, and then perhaps in the daytime, if it's quieter, then you could have it set to 3 to 6 instances.
Yep.
And then that's sort of boxed around that time range. So that's pretty cool.
So another cool thing they added with AutoScale is actually you can view the history now, which is really nice for you to, you know, learn how your app's responding and tweak it. So you can actually see, you know, how your app scaled over time. And then you can actually also another thing is you can get alerts. So if I believe if AutoScale ever fails for 2 hours at a time, then you can get like an email alert to warn you that your app is in
service. There's actually alerts built into the portal now as well. So you can actually configure alerts.
Right.
Say if CPU utilization is 60% for 20 minutes, you can have that email the subscription admins as well as any other emails that you want to put
cool.
in there. So that's really cool.
Very cool. Does it do SMS or is it just email now?
I believe it was just email.
Which you could, of course, do like
actually,
phone number
jump into the portal, let's check
I think like you could, all the...
Scroll down.
All the major services still have... let's see, so name, foo. Metric. Data read greater than... whatever.
Yep.
30 minutes, send email to the, yeah, so you can, so right, so it's just email to the administrators or email to Nick. I'll actually write your.
Yeah, that's not my real email, but anyway.
I'm going to make an alias for you today that sends you email to the Nick Kangaroo. Is that how you spell kangaroo?
Yeah, that's right.
Nick Kangaroo at Microsoft.
Irrespective of that, I think the great thing of this is...
It's not a good use of time.
you're monitoring key performance counters, and if something exceeds the threshold that you've defined for the alert, someone can be notified.
Yep.
So that combined with auto-scale is actually really cool.
Yep. And you can, of course, there's a variety of thing that you can set up alerts for websites, virtual machines, mobile services, and cloud service. So basically all of your compute type things. So yeah, really, really, really great enhancements in just a short period of time. So,
and I think one last thing I wanted to point out on that blog post, Nate, if you flick back there, this small screen capture there on auto scale. So basically what happens now is it will go and suggest to you in the portal, if you're in there on the appropriate tab, it's going to tell you that, hey, you can save money by enabling auto scale for this particular service.
Oh yeah, it's suggesting
that you. And in that one,
it's suggesting
you can save $178 per month on your current bill.
Based on your usage, it's looking at like, okay, hey, you have periods of time where you have super low utilization. So yeah, that's fantastic also. Yeah, so that's
we'll do a deep dive on the custom probes there.
Yep.
In a dedicated episode.
Another episode. So yeah, there's a lot of information on the VM probes.
Operational
logs. That's about it. The one thing actually I did want to point out, I remembered while we were in the portal, so many new things. I can't even remember when it was, but it certainly was after our last episode. We've actually added, I believe, the last services.
Yeah.
Hooray. Finally. I don't think there's anything left in the old portal that you can't do in the new portal now. So we've added CDN CDN is new, right? Yeah. And Traffic Manager. Yeah. Was there another one? No.
No, that was it.
Okay, yeah, so CDN and Traffic Manager are now in the portal. So as far as I know, all of the stuff from the old portal is now, the one at windows.azure.com is now, we have now everything in the current portal.
Yeah. Recovery Services is new as well.
Oh yeah, Recovery Services, yep, which is there, yep. Yeah. And that's a new feature, though, so that wasn't in the old portal, but it's a new feature, which we'll probably have to do an episode about also. But yeah, so everything now, which is pretty exciting, really, like you no longer have to use for that last, you don't really have to change CDN or Traffic Manager that much, but it was like every now and again you'd have to go back to the old portal and do that. So, all right, so yeah, that's quite a bit of news.
Yep.
So we have one last piece of news.
Yeah, very sad.
So I've actually, since it's been so long, I've actually changed roles at Microsoft. Yeah. I actually changed roles about 5 weeks ago or a month ago now.
By
the time we remember to post this, it will be 6 months ago. But so I've actually changed roles. So I'm now a PM on the Azure Application Platform team.
Yeah.
So which means, unfortunately, I will not be on Cloud Cover anymore. So, you'll have me on as a special guest.
That means
sometimes.
I'm going to have to do more work.
Yeah, you're going to have to do a lot of the things that I took care of for you. You're going to have to do the intro now. So.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's so hopefully Bob can prepare in some sort of montage. Not hopefully. I believe unfortunately Bob will probably prepare something as a going away present for me, which I'm sure will be awful.
And I think
and funny probably for everyone. But
we've also got a new co-host.
Yep.
Or assistant, as you like to call me.
I've
got one now.
Will you be moving over to this?
Yeah, I'll
this
do that.
The driver's seat.
Yes. And we met him in a bar. We're not really sure what he does, but apparently he likes technology. So
very cool. So
that's
you'll
a surprise.
You'll
so
unveil in the
for,
next
for
or the next. Actually, I think in two
episode
episodes,
after
right?
Next,
you'll unveil your new surprise assistant. So very cool.
Okay. So thanks for watching, and You should say goodbye and ask Bob to take it out with the montage.
All right. Well, yeah, thanks for watching, and I guess take it away, Bob.
Action!
Shake. Starting now.
Dance.
What is...
So, yeah, so a lot of... So... Bam!
One down.
Oh, we have to do this again? Every week.
Boom!
All right.
Huh? I think we should show all this. Like, we clearly don't know what we're doing. Okay.
Next. So, yeah, so a lot of... So... So a lot of really new features... A lot of...
So let's start every show with 3 seconds of awkward smiling.
It's hilarious. So,
no!
So you've got your client application.
Start over.
Hi, my name is Nathan Totten, and welcome to our...
Goldaz, we're going to have to switch computers, though!
We need like a few seconds where we're all smiling, looking at the camera.
So, no...
All right, that's how we roll. Never mind, we're just going to switch now.
You've got your services running up in Azure. Thank you.
Dokie.
I think.
And we're back.
Okay.
Move it along. All right.
Right. And we're back.
Boom.
Hi, welcome to Cloud Cover. My name is Nathan Totten. Are you going to introduce
me? I forgot my name.
All right, awesome. Oh, we have to do this again? So,
sorry,
go back
Bob.
To before he started rambling on about nonsense, before he started making up features. Howdy, folks. I've got more cool news to share with you today about Windows Azure Active Directory.